COPAC was actually reacting to our position as civil society when we wrote a letter to the mediation team raising concerns around how we continue to be affected by COPAC, where COPAC continues to flout its framework of 30-70% principle. They continue to be unclear how they constitute that framework, raising also the challenge that the civil society is being paddocked into the three political parties, which kills the whole essence of what we call an all-stakeholders conference, and also is actually an attempt to whip civil society into political party positions. So we raise those concerns, and we send our letter to relevant authorities, and then COPAC, of course, did their press conference, but on top of it, they came to engage civil society to clarify their position, which they distanced them from the position that they've taken, that civil society is invited through political parties. They also invited civil society to come and audit the list of civil society that they have and those accredited, so that then we can establish how many more within that number as the list of civil society still remain unaccredited.
So basically, you're going to register as individual or independent organizations?
As independent organizations of civil society.
And if that doesn't happen, come Monday?
If that doesn't happen, our position has already been clear. If that doesn't happen, then we are not participating.